They have to use that word. Mm-hmm. I don't know of any other word they.
Well, they use all kinds of other euphemisms. So they use, they call it sometimes an animal or a male, and sometimes they just call it a male cow.
Yeah.
one I heard of, a preacher cow.
Yeah, the preacher. Yeah. No, I hadn't heard that.
But that's an interesting one, because that's the sort of thing I'm talking about. For me, it is completely incomprehensible that anybody would have any, if there's anything wrong with that at all.
That's right. That's I know there isn't.
Yeah. In fact, I talked to a man the other day, and he was using that as an example of the moral decay, there's a breakdown in morality that people use these terms. If a cow is going to give birth to a young one, you'd say the cow is going to...
They got birthing, I guess.
For a cow?
I guess. So.
How about to calf or to find
now,
a calf,
see, that
to drop a calf? Or
I know breast. Those terms, but see, I've never used them because I don't have any dealings with it.
All right. And the animal, the principal riding animal is a...
Horse.
And plural?
Horses.
And the female is a...
Mare.
And then a little boy was in bed, and he put chairs around the bed. He just been sleeping in a crib.
Oh, pinned him in.
Yeah, because, and if you didn't do that, you say last night he...
Fell out.
And he sings you pitch at a stake.
Horseshoe.
And these are nailed to the horse's...
Hoof.
The plural.
Hooves.
And the animal that they get, sheep. The stuff they get off a sheep's back.
Wool.
And the female is called a...
I know what you.
And the male.
Ram.
And then the principal animal for the pork, the animal with pork.
Pig, hog.
Yeah. And do you have any distinctions between, for instance, pigs and hogs, and then there's another kind in between? About 100 pounds. You've surely heard it on the farm. But that's okay. But a shote's
off. No, don't know that. I've heard the word, but I didn't even know what it was.
Is that right? And then the male hog is called a...
Golly. What is the male hog called? I don't know. Sow is what the female hog is called.
The boar or...
The boar. No, I'm not familiar with it.
They do this with house, male house pets too, and they do it with hogs too, but so they can't reproduce.
Mm-hmm. The workhorse deflower is one.
Yeah.
They call it the castrate.
Yeah. Now, do you know what they call? Would you say that with a cat, for instance? That's the idea. But I just wondered if. You know, if you had a tomcat and I just wanted to use something like fix or alter or something like that.
Yes, fix. No. That's the word. Because we'll say, so I've heard people say, well, I had my dog fixed so she wouldn't have.
Yeah, that could be either sex.
Right.
That could be like spay.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Then you know what they call a castrated hog?
Mm-hmm.
Barrow or barrow.
Mm-hmm. I don't know that.
And the stiff hairs on a hog's neck are called
bristles.
And then the two big
tusks.
Yeah. And then the thing that a hog eats out of is a
golly, now I do know that, but can't think of it.
Well, you might talk about that for a horse too. The horse drinks out of the water
trough.
Yeah, the plural.
Troughs.
And then the sound a calf makes at feeding time, you say, okay.
It's bellow.
Yeah. And then the sound a calf makes when it's being weaned.
Well, I guess bellows too, I guess, or whine.
And then a contented sound a horse makes.
Whinny.
And then a chicken on an egg is called a
cluck.
Yeah, when it's sitting on
the egg. Oh, it's nesting.